We're talking with Bob Ganji, who is the director of the Police Reform Organizing Project. We've had Bob on a number of times, including in the last few weeks, and we talked a bit about the effort in New York City budget with the defund the police movement. And in fact, the headlines read, New York City took $1 billion out of the $6 billion budget for the New York City police. So Bob, was this a major victory for police reform advocates?
No. The $1 billion that some politicians claim, particularly Bill de Blasio, at least initially, claimed was taken from the NYPD budget, wasn't real. The city used what we refer to at PROP, my organization, as tricky dicky math. Give you two quick examples. Nearly $300 million of that $1 billion was projected reductions in NYPD overtime. And it's not even a overstatement to say that everybody knows that's not going to happen. The going back as far as anyone can remember, New York City budgets have included cuts, to NYPD overtime, and they never happen. So there's no real expectation that that almost $300 million is actually going to be taken out of the NYPD budget. And then over $400 million was attributed to moving what are called school safety agents from the being on the payroll of the NYPD to working for the Division of Education. So there are over 5,000 school safety personnel. They, up until now, have basically been NYPD staff. They're not cops in the sense that they don't have guns, they don't carry batons, but they're assigned to maintain safety inside the public schools. Again, over 5,000 of them, which is much more than the number of school counselors and social workers that our public school system has in New York City. So that was simply moving an expense from one budget line to another. And then after the budget was approved, just a couple of days after July 1st, when the budget was approved, the city announces, well, they're actually not even going to make that move. The school safety personnel are going to stay under the supervision of the NYPD. So the $1 billion cut was not real. The NYPD, in effect, dodged a bullet because there was a lot of pressure to make that kind of cut. The city council leadership had initially, a week or two before the July 1st deadline, had called for the $1 billion cut. But in the negotiations with de Blasio, they ended up caving on most of the issues, and the NYPD budget is more or less intact to what de Blasio had originally proposed, and it's a $6 billion budget, and that's not counting pension and healthcare costs for the NYPD personnel.
Now, I was reading an article yesterday about the city council speaker, Corey Johnson.
Right.
And so one of the things he did in one of his discussions with his members, he said, I only want to hear right now from the basically the African-American people of color representatives. What do you want to do in terms of calling for, say, I forget the number, 1,000 police officers to be cut? And basically most of them stood up and said, no, because the most recent ones that have been hired are the, you know, more likely to be the cops of color, and those are the ones we want to keep. How do you sort of respond to that concern?
I mean, on one hand, it's an understandable concern, but the fundamental truth about having more diversity on a police force, having more police officers of color, having more women police officers, for example, the research shows, the experience shows that diversity in itself makes no difference to on-the-ground practice. The NYPD right now and for decades actually, has engaged on a daily basis in racist policing, policing that targets primarily poor neighborhoods of color in New York City, primarily arresting and giving summonses to people who engage in low-level infractions. Sometimes the arrests are actually bogus. The people aren't even guilty of whatever the charges are. That's the daily practice. So not even talking about the egregious incidents where there's violence perpetrated by NYPD cops on people, and then nothing happens to the cops who engage in the abuse and in the brutality. So the NYPD, it's not to, again, it's not an exaggeration. It's a kind of institutional beast in New York City. It has extraordinary power. It abuses that power on a regular basis, again, targeting marginalized communities. There has to be fundamental changes. There has to be sweeping steps taken to curb the abuse, to eliminate the abuse. And that means laying off NYPD personnel. That means reducing the power, the funding, the personnel, and the duties of the NYPD. And to make the point that if you cut personnel, it's going to be mainly black and brown officers, as if black and brown officers make a difference in terms of actual practice, that's a misplaced emphasis. The NYPD is, it's big, it's bloated, it needs to be significantly reduced in terms of funding and personnel.
Let's go back to an issue you raised earlier about the 5,000 individuals who, you know, work in the school system under the control of the police department. What would you like to see that situation resolve itself?
Well, fundamental principle is that school safety should be the responsibility of educators, of the Division of Education. It should not be the responsibility of the police department. So one is we'd want to see that responsibility transferred from the NYPD to the Division of Education. The other step, and even more significant, is we'd want a reordering of priorities. So right now, the emphasis is that we're going to provide safety by having more police personnel. And where you would much better serve the needs and the interests of students and much better serve the cause of public safety if you had smaller classes, if you had more social workers, more counselors on staff, rather than have over 5,000 school safety personnel. So it's a movement away from the NYPD to the Division of Education, where it's much more appropriate that educators are responsible for school safety, and moving resources away from law enforcement to human services inside the schools.
Where now should the police reform movement in New York City focus on?
One is to begin to focus on the elections that are going to take place next year. In 2021, every citywide office is up for grabs in New York City, including the mayoralty. Many city council seats are up for grabs, and the Manhattan District Attorney's office will also be decided upon, and the voting booths. So we, the police reform movement, will begin. We should and we will begin turning to taking steps to make sure that the candidates running for office next year take strong positions on the need to significantly cut back the power and resources of the NYPD in an effort to improve justice and improve the quality of life for people in New York City.
30 seconds.
Marginalized communities. And in addition to that, we should continue to focus on areas where the responsibilities that the police now have are transferred to other agencies. For example, when somebody's in psychiatric crisis in New York City, the 911 dispatcher sends the cops. What should happen is the 911 dispatcher sends mental health professionals and mediation specialists. We're also calling for the decriminalizing of sex work in New York City and disbanding the NYPD Vice Squad, which is notorious for violating the rights and well-being of sex workers.
Bob Ganji, director of the Police Reform Organizing Project, thank you for your time. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. Now-